Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
New feeder there. Here comes the hurricane. Welcome to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is the Back Room, home of brand new music every Thursday night, 6 till 7 of the indie alternative rock, electronic punk variety and everything else in between. I've got a packed show for you tonight. Well, a couple of special guests tonight. Also, PG Charletta, going to be talking to him. He's a Glasgow indie singer-songwriter. I'm going to be playing some acoustic tracks from him. And also going to be chatting to Adam from indie band The Howlers about their new Live at the Metropolis album, which comes out tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to be playing some tracks on the album from that too. But next is Pale Waves. New one from them, Gravity. So their fourth album is coming out on the 27th of September called Smitten. That is Pale Waves, Gravity, and they've got a show at Sheffield Foundry on October the 10th. Okay, coming off the show tonight, music news, local national gig guide, new album releases, and of course loads of great new music. And we're chatting to PJ Charletta and Adam from The Howlers on the show tonight. Now, this band Taurus, we've had them on the show before. They're from Milton Keynes. They're a three-piece. Their debut album is out tomorrow via MNRK. And this is a track from the album, This Feeling. They're going to be going out on tour as well, supporting the likes of Fu Manchu and Skindred.
It's been 4 days.
Check out the debut album out tomorrow, Taurus, self-titled album. Okay, let's talk about this band. They're called The Howlers, and they released their debut album recently, Where You've Got to Lose to Win It All. They're going to bring out a new album out tomorrow with a documentary. It's called Live at Metropolis. Before I chat to Adam about it, here's a couple of tracks from it. Further down the line, we'll start with.
Well, I was told the grass is always green on the other side of the street. Worse than your bite, but we both know it's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the fight in their eyes. So move a little further down the line, move a little further down the line. Sometimes I feel I understand what it takes to make a boy a man. So move a little further down the line. To belong, I know something wasn't right. We'll be big to fight. Well, I was told that nothing comes free, but no one seems to know what that means. Say time will heal our wounds, and every flower shows a perfect bloom, but that just isn't true. So move a little further down the line, move a little further down the line. Sometimes I feel I understand what it takes to make a boy a man. So move a little further down the line. Further, move your body along, nowhere to belong. I know something wasn't right when you picked a fight.
further down the line. Sometimes I feel I understand why it takes to make a boy a man.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on The Back Room. Future Sounds.
Another night you're not around, but everywhere I've been, you are not the things I've seen. But I will try my best just to make things right. But all I find, it won't matter how hard I try. How long has this been going on? I don't want to know. Tell me that this fool. It's been going on. The less I try to know, the more I can't let go. Another calm down, another game I lost and found. But I just can't believe everything we had so cheap. Try my best just to make this right. But all I find, it won't matter how hard I try. How long has this been going on? I don't want to know, 'cause I can't let this go. How long has this been going on? The less I try to know, the more I can't let go.
So, good evening, Adam from Bam the Howlers. How are you doing tonight?
I'm very well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. I was thinking, the last time we chatted, actually, was just before your debut album, What You've Got to Lose to Win It All came out. I think a few months ago when we chatted about when that was dropping. And, how's it been since then? How's your summer been with the release of that album?
Yeah, it's been good, man. It's been good, like, particularly... You know, in Europe, the album sort of took off and it ended up getting various different top 10 places across Europe. But even in this country here, like, you know, we went into this album with like zero expectations and kind of thinking, oh, we might get like a low, you know, top 30 or something like that. But yeah, it ended up being getting to number 15 as an independent debut album and various other top tens in charts in this country. So it was a bit of a surprise, but yeah, it's just been kind of enjoying the fruits of our labor this summer, really. A few smaller festivals here and there and a few abroad and things like that. And we're looking forward to getting out on the road end of this month, really, actually, to tour the album properly in this country. So
I noticed you were you in Gibraltar recently.
Yeah, we were doing
a festival in Gibraltar. Yeah,
yeah, we were doing that. Was just a couple of days ago. We were doing that. So it was a bit of a weird one. It's the weirdest place I've ever been in my life, I think. But but yeah, it was cool, man. It was just like to, you know, it's not somewhere that we would choose to go, you know what I mean? I think so. It was one of those places when you get paid to go somewhere and you wander around and you sat on a beach before your sound checking and stuff like that. That's pretty it's a pretty nice experience. But
it's quite nice to visit the centre Gibraltar and hang out in Marks and Spencer's and the Red Lion, I always found when I was there.
Yeah, I mean, we ended up in a pub called the Lord Nelson, I think it was. And yeah, it was just like, we were just having a few drinks with a couple of locals out there and just meeting all the local nutcases. And but yeah, no, it's a funny old place, Gibraltar.
It is a funny old place, yeah. I couldn't quite get my head around it either. And then you got the rocks and some monkeys. It's just bizarre.
Yeah, we stupidly, like, we had, like, the day of our, like, set at this festival, we were like, oh, you know what, like, we're not on till like 11 at night, so we'll go out for a little wander and try and, like, go up the rock. And, you know, we ended up walking, like, halfway up the rock in the midday heat, which is exactly what we said we weren't going to do, and just, like, sweating buckets. And we got, like, halfway up and we were like, oh, man, that's a stupid decision, like, really stupid, so... But it was cool, man. It was cool. A fun little festival, and the team looked after us, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. So, yeah, so you're going to bring out a Live at Metropolis album on the 13th September, on Friday.
Yes.
Live session tracks, live documentary as well. So how did that come about? What was the thinking around kind of bringing that live album out quite, you know, shortly after the debut?
I think there's, like, you know, any band will tell you that any band worth their salt has a very different approach to recording like a live recording and like a recorded album, you know what I mean? So, you know, how you sound live should reflect your recordings with, you know, as much accuracy as possible. But at the same time, like, you know, people go to gigs to experience something a little bit different and to experience those songs in a different setting. So, yeah, and we kind of wanted to showcase like what it really is, our bread and butter, which is performing live. And it was my idea, stupidly, because I was just like, you know, like let's go do it, let's go into the studio and record a load of songs live. While we had that plan, we were like, well, why don't we just film the whole thing as well? And then why don't we just film us chatting about the album and film like the day in the studio and talking about the recording process of the album and stuff. And it just sort of snowballed into this like mini documentary about the band and about the album and just following us around the studio for a day recording it, because this live album was recorded in one day. So we did I think it was like 7 tracks in one day, like back to back, just like, I think we started at like 10 a.m. and finished at like 10 p.m. So it was like a full-on day of just recording. But yeah, it's fun, man. It's, you know, it kind of rounds off the album story and completes the album. And it means that we can sort of move on to greener pastures, which is what we plan to do with this tour that we've got at the end of the month, and go out with some new material that people wouldn't have really heard. So we're moving quickly, but not too quickly, we hope.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you're building quite a fan base along the way, and you've got a big tour coming up. So how are you feeling about kind of, I mean, you're quite used to touring, but I mean, it's a biggie, isn't it? It's a nice autumn tour. I think no Sheffield date. I think Manchester and Leeds probably the nearest. Got the Manchester Deaf Institute on the 27th of September, Leeds are Porto on the 2nd of October. How do you do with touring, the kind of long tours?
I think, like, you know, it comes with experience. Like we've toured a lot relentlessly. We've never really done a festival season or anything like that. So everything we've ever achieved has been off our own back and gigging. So, we've got a lot of experience just putting ourselves out there and playing a lot of rubbish gigs to kind of get to these good ones that we've got this on for this tour. So, we're really looking forward to it. Like all the gigs are selling really well. Like a lot of them are approaching like sold out, which is nice. The Manchester one got upgraded. So it's like, you know, for us, we're just looking forward to actually just going out and playing these songs how they're meant to be played. Because when the album came out, we did the in-store tour and it was like 11 shows in 7 days and 10 of them were acoustic. So it's like we haven't actually really got the chance to play the album how we wanted it to be heard. Touring's an amazing experience. It's a hard experience. You've got to be prepared to work hard, but it's... it's a lot of fun, but it can be a little bit stressful at the same time. You just got to learn to give each other space and just give it 110% every night, which is kind of what we do.
Great. We're going to play some tracks on the show, kind of from the live album. What was there? A favorite for you in recording that? A favorite track that kind of meant the most? Or do you feel like? Do you think of tracks in that way? Or
I think, you know, what we kind of did in the studio, I think all of it is special in its own right. And you know, how we recorded them was we played the song, I think it was like three times each, back to back, just, you know, one after each other, just like bam, bam, bam. And kind of like did it that way. So there wasn't actually many run throughs of the songs before we actually settled on the recording. And in some cases, we actually, the warm-up recording, so to speak, the first time we were playing it in the studio, they actually ended up being the take that we used for this album, because we were like, it had that magic that you can't really put your finger on. So I think they're all special in their own right. There's a acoustic recording of me just in the studio playing Wanting, Waiting, Wishing, which is on the album, and it's just me with a guitar, did it in one take, and I'm like, I'm sat in front of Freddie Mercury's piano and like just playing away all by myself in the studio. So I think that was kind of a special moment, because it was kind of just me in the silence doing it. But yeah, I think the opener for the album, and obviously the live album, How Long's great, and El Dorado's also a fan favorite these days. So
they're all
good, man. They're all good.
Oh, amazing. Adam, thanks for chatting to me on the show. Good luck with the live album, comes out on Friday. And of course, the tour. Always good to chat. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Paddy. And yeah, hopefully we'll see you on the tour, man.
Absolutely. Take care.
You too, dude.
In the city, you will find you're not the only one who wants their name in life. 5 days a week, barely getting by. But no man will choose to be born with a silver spoon. But every stranger knows what you gotta lose for you to win it all. But one day you will find El Dorado. On the way you will beg, steal and borrow. But one day you will find El Dorado. What you find is yours and yours alone. In the city, shine like a diamond set in a starry sky. Everybody's on the grind. One man's greed makes him bite behind good feet. Every stranger knows you gotta lose for you to win. But one day you will find El Dorado. On the way you will beg, steal and borrow. But one day you will find El Dorado. What you find is yours and yours alone.
That's El Dorado. That's Adam from The Howlers. Thanks for him chatting to me. Live Metropolis, that is out tomorrow. It's 6:30. You listen to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room, and we're going to do some music news right about now.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Okay, music news. Music news. So Tom Walker's asked his team to make sure he'd never use dynamic pricing. The 32-year-old singer, whose new album I Am will be released on September the 20th, is weighing in the controversy surrounding the upcoming Oasis reunion tour after fans were in online queues for hours only to be met with inflated ticket prices in line with the demand for the highly anticipated gigs. He told the Daily Star, there's a limit, isn't there? I do feel like some people are taking the pee and it's not cool. Oasis came out saying they weren't aware of what Ticketmaster were doing and all the rest of it. Maybe they didn't know. The point is, if all artists said no to the last minute ticket inflation due to high demand, it wouldn't be a thing. And that's my view. Talking about Oasis, Liam Gallagher has revealed he was the one responsible for reaching out to his brother Noel to mend the relationship and reunite Oasis. While there's been talk of Oasis reuniting on numerous occasions since they parted acrimoniously in 2009, it took until the August of 28, 2024 for the Gallagher brothers to officially bury the hatchet. The aforementioned date is now steeped in the rock history books and will be remembered as the day that Oasis answered the prayers of millions across the globe. Demand for tickets has been unprecedented, with 10 million fans clamping for tickets when they went on sale on August the 30th, with most left empty-handed. They will play 19 huge dates across the United Kingdom and Ireland next summer, including 7 dates at London's historic Wembley Stadium throughout 2025. That's the music news. Okay, still coming up, no local or national gig guide, new album releases, and I'm going to be chatting to Glasgow singer-songwriter PJ Charletta and playing some acoustic tracks very, very shortly. This is a band called Welly, and this is Cul-de-Sac.
Fresh black, tarmac, down our love, Cul-de-Sac. You'll bring paper bags, I'll do soundtrack. The streets turn yellow everywhere that we go. Commitment is blue tag down our love cul-de-sac. Remembering what I'd forget when I got a letter addressed to your silhouette. I recognised your invite in your appalling handwriting, and then the filthy white trainers you arrived in. 5 years is a while to those rehearsing a smile, so let's go disco like it's going out of style. The Heartbreakers is busy, this WKD ain't fizzy, and now in the tippy we both feel a bit dizzy. We're all yearning for some learning, or at least we think. I just found all this spare time, I lost my mind and my wings. We'll see where it goes, but little do we know it's a dead end road. Fresh black, tarmac, down our love cul-de-sac. September, we were never, ever, ever getting back together. But now I'm home for the weekend, and I think you just left your new boyfriend. So why don't we just pretend? Oh, is your heart too fast or slow? Oh, bring a broken heart to show and tell. Oh, is it way too much? Is it way too much? No, no, no. Oh, we're all cruising for a bruising.
They're called Welly, that is Cul-de-Sac. Okay, PG Charlotte, I'm going to be chatting to him soon and play some acoustic tracks for him now. First is Until You Get Home.
The days in your life are going, your old flames are settling down. There's wedding rings and final fangs, and you know there's no space on a finger now. Don't freak out or panic, you've Find your clarinet, your clown. There's diamond rings and finer things. Them all just make me happy now. I know, you know, I'll find you, I'll find you. I know, we'll get through. Late nights, where we go and nothing matters till you show it. I'll be waiting, I'll be waiting there for you. Pack shop, perfect, maybe one day we'll know it. I'll be waiting, I'll be waiting there for you until you get home. Before they're sorting, family life starts now. There's happy homes and larger homes. Oh no, why do I feel lonely now? Your fate is in your hands. Shape your destiny now. You'll find the one you'll live and love, and you'll think, why the f*** was I sad? How? I know, you know, I'll find you, I'll find you. I know we'll get through. Late nights, where we go and nothing matters till you show it. I'll be waiting there for you. Pack shop, perfect, maybe one day we'll know it. I'll be waiting there for you until you get home. Go and nothing matters till you show it. I'll be waiting, I'll be waiting there for you. I know our time will come, so stand your ground, don't run. When the moment comes again, what will you choose? We've been battered and bruised, but we know how it feels to lose. When the moment comes again, what will you choose? We'll be moving on. Let's go start a revolution. Dark days and heartache is leaving us now. It's leaving us now. We found a new solution. Your best friend now. Your best friend now. Start a revolution. No more Scottish sun. In the Fonda we'll have fun. When the generation's gone, don't get it wrong, like we got it wrong. We've been battered and bruised, but we know how it feels to lose. When the moment comes again, what will you choose? We'll be moving on. Your best friend now. Start a revolution. I'll be moving on. You'll be long gone. Where you sang my song. I'll be moving on. You'll be long gone. Where you sang my song. Let's go start a
your best friend now. Start a revolution. Start a revolution. Start a revolution.
So good evening to Phil, PJ, Charletta. Thanks for joining me on the show tonight.
How's it going? Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Great to have you on. Loads to talk about. New music. Making quite a footprint in Scotland, have been over the past few years. Where did it all start? How did that journey into music start, picking up that guitar?
Probably my early days. A lot of sort of family members and people I knew and everything I kind of watched on the TV and round about me was people playing music. So from my young days, I just wanted to buy a guitar. So that's what I done. I saved my pocket money up, got one. And back then it was just learning just a weird array of music. It was like Blink-182 riffs and Green Day riffs and then to another total complete genre, Oasis songs and Stone Roses songs and stuff like that. So that's where it started. And then, yeah, for me, in terms of a performer, it was really just heading from there. And I think performers usually start, you know, they'll either start busking or they'll start in a boozer or they'll start at open mics. So I was more in the sort of pubs and open mics. So I just started performing there. And then, yeah, I just released my first song from the which was a song called The Session. It done really well and kind of spread around Scotland, and that was me kind of transcending into the original world and haven't looked back since.
Awesome. Now, there's lots of Scottish musical influences as well. I know you kind of, and you've played with Carl Fountner from The View and stuff, and you love Jerry Cinnamon and kind of inspirations like that. Kind of, yeah, the Scottish music scene's always been amazing, hasn't it? And I think, you know, so many kind of new bands and so much inspiration's coming from Scotland.
Yeah, we've always, we've always punched above our weight in music. Yeah, you've named a lot of them there. But yeah, bands, musicians and venues, you know, I love the likes of what Travis, Deacon Blue, The View, Pearl and the Teeny, Glass Vegas, you know. Jerry Cinnamon. So there's a massive amount, just in different types of Scottish acts as well. So yeah, there's always been a lot of influences and acts of the past to kind of look back for inspiration.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And obviously you're a big football fan. Euros was a massive thing for you. You did a great song, Glasgow to Berlin. There was a bit of a dancey bit of a dancey version of that one as well, I heard. So yeah, I mean, that was pretty exciting, wasn't it? Going over to Cologne, Munich and stuff. That the atmosphere must have been incredible doing that.
Yeah, no, that time of the year was amazing. And we had a great time, a great party. We had some unbelievable gigs from Cologne playing. I think we had a 900 capacity venue we played there, which was a sellout, which was just rocking. And then, yeah, I was lucky enough to play one of the fan zones in Cologne, which was just a big street party. So that was just thousands and thousands of Scots. So, yeah, massive experience and just a great time, obviously, from Glasgow to Berlin, done really well. And, it was interesting kind of walking down the street once I got back and people singing the song to me or either tell me I wasn't very good at singing. But, it was a great time and I loved every single moment of it.
Yeah, amazing summer. You've got a new single kind of now that you're here that's out, and some acoustic tracks as well. Where does your kind of inspiration come for these songs? Is it kind of just observational stuff, just life and general, you know, stuff you're experiencing? Where does that inspiration come for your tunes?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for me, yeah, 100% part of it is the narrative side of it is obviously there's a message that I want to convey in every single song, and yeah, it'll come from an observation or just a personal experience I go through, or friends, family, the country, or some other country in the world that could be anything. And then yeah, from there it's then going back, and sometimes you've either consciously got influences or you'll have subconscious influences from various bands and artists in the past, and then from there I'll, you know, kind of take those ideas, and I usually use my acoustic guitar and just write from there, and then I'll go and have a jam with some other musicians as well, and pretty much see it as a team game, like a five-a-side team, like a really strong five-a-side team, and then just kind of jam that out. And yeah, so it's a mix of both. Like now that you're here, obviously started from me on acoustic guitar, and a lot of my musical start, you can tell it's kind of the foundations of it is acoustic music, and you build from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really what I've done, and yeah, I love the co-writing side of it. I love working with other people, and you know, I think that's developed over time and kind of gave me a strong sort of portfolio of music that I can take around the country.
Yeah, and you've been, you know, supporting quite a few bands, and you've been out recently, I think over the summer with the Crooks. You had a Sheffield date with them as well. And you've got a few dates in October. I think the nearest one's Sheffield, I think Manchester, 25th of October, 33 Oldham Street, the venue. Yeah, what's it like just... You know, are you a studio person? Are you a live person? Are you a bit of both? Where do you sit most comfortably, do you think?
Yeah, I think a bit of both. I think at the end of the day, the most important thing of all is playing live. You know, that's still, you know, I know we're in an age now where there's a lot of influencing and social media and all that sort of stuff. But for me in the genre we're in, it's kind of the bottom line is the most important thing is still playing live and playing to the people. That's what makes the music happen, is the people. You know, without people, then you've got no music. So, yeah, definitely the live side of thing is obviously the my favourite part of it. I loved playing in Sheffield. We played at the Leadmill. It was a great venue. I don't know what was in there, but like my guitar and just everything that night sounded great.
it's 44 years of musical heritage, the Leadmill, isn't it? So it's one of the venues that have stood the test of time when a lot of grassroots venues have gone under. Sheffield Leadmill's managed to stay there. So they're very good at what they do in inviting bands in.
It was a great night and great crowd. I think, again, coming from Scotland, when you start to come into like northwest, northeast of England, there is a lot of connections and we are kind of similar. So people really connect and get the music. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to getting back down in October. And, yeah, the Manchester show is probably the closest for anybody from Sheffield. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a great night, I'm sure.
Awesome. I mean, you've had probably lots of highlights already, the Euros and stuff. What is there any other kind of highlights of your kind of journey so far? Things that like, wow, that was, yeah, really good part of my journey.
Yeah, definitely the Euro stuff, just with the volume of people, the size of the crowds and how people connected with it. And then, yeah, in my really early days, I got kind of lucky on the rugby side. I ended up playing on the pitch at Murrayfield Stadium. And the roof of Murrayfield Stadium. So I've had, you know, performed live in the stadiums. I've had my music played in the stadiums. I've been fortunate enough to play major festivals down in more Derbyshire recently at Why Not, and also Isle of Man Festival. So yeah, those are proud moments as well, to see music kind of transcend national stadiums, but then also take your music out of Scotland as well and kind of show everybody what you're all about and what your values are, and see that resonate with people that have got, you know, the same values as you, because ultimately that's what you represent. So that's the proudest moments for me. And I think now is a case of just taking it and watching it build on the live side and building my own story there in terms of sellouts and tours and all that side of things.
Yeah, because I was wondering kind of what your next plans after that kind of, it's a kind of smallish tour in October, isn't it? But then going on from there to what are your kind of next plans and stuff for next year?
It is a small sort of first step headline tour in England. But I think, it's... Live side of things more, just again getting the bigger supports in the cities, and then just head out and play and build what I've got in Scotland and just try and play as many places as I possibly can. I think I've got, you know, the songs are doing well, we obviously have to keep them going, keep the singles coming, build towards EPs, etc. But yeah, just for me, it's the main thing is getting out and playing now, get the playtime and just watch it grow.
Amazing. Thanks, Phil. PJ Charletta, thanks for talking to me on the show tonight. Loving your music. Enjoy it.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Yeah.
Think about the day you left and all the messages I sent. I'd love to hear your voice notes once again. And all the times you played it cool, second time of being the fool. Let's rewind to the start once again. I don't wanna let go, I don't wanna say no. Pack apart the past and let me know. Now that you're here, let go of your fears, reliving the years. Don't let go, don't let go. Take me to the place you stay. Let's talk tonight about our pain. Now I'm at night driving once again. And all the lights are flashing red as the rain beats down over our heads. And we'll talk to the morning once again. I don't wanna let go, I don't wanna say no. Pack apart the past and let me know. Now that you're here, let go of your fears, reliving the years. Don't let go, don't let go. I am feeling this new connection. I'll lead you into a new direction. I am feeling this new connection. I'll lead you away. Now that you're here, let go of your fears, reliving the years. Don't let go, don't let go. Now that you're here, let go of your fears, reliving the years. Don't let go, don't let go.
Thank you to PJ Charletta for chatting to me there. And I played some acoustic tracks on him. Until You Get Home, Start Revolution. And this is his new single, Now That You're Here. Great talent.
Now that you're here.
Okay, let's do some gigs for you.
Local and national gig guys.
So this week in Sheffield, tonight Skintnies are at the Washington, tomorrow Marseille and Marples are at Record Junkie, Saturday Golden Looking Chain will get down to Surfaceton Cromer at the Lead Mill, on Sunday you've got Liz Hanks at Bishop's House, Monday Charlie Parr at the Greystones, Tuesday Eads at Sydney Matilda, and Wednesday Wargasm at Corporation. Some tours that have been announced: Jaws, their final farewell shows in April next year. They've got Manchester Ritz on the 25th of April, Birmingham's due on the 26th of April. Those tickets are going to sell tomorrow at 10. Richard Ashcroft, Royal Albert Hall, 25th of October, and University of Wolverhampton at the Civic Hall, 27th of October. Those tickets are going to sell tomorrow at 9. And Kruder and Dorfmeister have got a date at Manchester Albert Hall on the 2nd of May next year, and those tickets are on sale now. Okay, time for a couple more tracks tonight. This is a band called Atlas River.
Could not walk.
That track's called Towards the Sun. That's Atlas Rivers. Thanks for listening tonight. Just to let you know of some albums that's out tomorrow. The Howlers, Live at the Metropolis. Tourist debut album called Tourist, that's out tomorrow. Dayglow have a self-titled album called Dayglow tomorrow. Floating Point's new album called Cascade. Gia Ford, Transparent Things from her. London Grammar, new album from them, The Greatest Love. And Snow Patrol, great new album from them, The Forest Is in a Path. Thanks to Adam from The Howlers, thanks to PJ Charletta, and that's it for me. Thanks for listening. I'm going to play out with this one tonight. They're from Liverpool, they're called Quayside, and the track I'm going to play from them is Runaway. Have a good evening. It's like you're running through.